This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Chris Barnes. Some Democrats don't agree with President Trump's view of the summary released by Attorney General William Barr of the Robert Mueller Russia probe final report.
So it's complete exoneration, no collusion, no obstruction.
President Trump is wrong. This report does not amount to a so-called total exoneration.
That's the claim from New York Congressman Jerry Nadler, who chairs the House Judiciary Panel.
Special Counsel Mueller was clear that his report, quote, does not exonerate, close quote, the president.
Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president has no problem with Special Counsel Mueller's report being released publicly. There are air and water concerns now in a Houston suburb after a petrochemical fire has been burning for a week. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
We now know the identities of America's latest fallen soldiers. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
The Pentagon's released the names of the two soldiers killed on Friday in Afghanistan. Military officials say 29-year-old Specialist Joseph Collette of Lancaster, Ohio, and 33-year-old Will Lindsay of Cortez, Colorado, died in Kunduz province. Military officials releasing few details except to say the two died in combat.
Gas prices are going up 16 cents over the past 2 weeks. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says the national average for a gallon of unleaded is $2.66.
San Francisco has the high average in the $3.48 for regular, and the low is the same in two different cities. Salt Lake City and Baton Rouge are both at $2.29.
She says the most expensive gas in the country is found in the San Francisco Bay Area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hollywood celebrities who are against President Trump are not happy with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Singer and actress Bette Midler tweeting, quote, "Two more years of chaos, rate baiting, grifters, and con artists." Comedian Chelsea Handler tweeting, she believes there is still a lot more to come, and, quote, "We must all march in the streets if we don't see that report." Other celebs, including actors John Cusack and Alyssa Milano, say Mueller's full report should be released. Another student from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida has reportedly committed suicide. Coral Springs police not releasing the name yet, but they say the student currently attended that high school. And news of the death comes about a week after 19-year-old Sydney Aiello committed suicide. She was diagnosed with PTSD, I should say, after surviving the mass shooting at the high school in February 2018, a shooting that claimed the lives of 17 people. And today may be the day that recreational marijuana is legalized in the Garden State. Votes are scheduled for both the state Senate and Assembly in New Jersey, and should legislation proceed, legal pot in that state would only need the signature of the Democratic Governor Phil Murphy, and he's expected to sign it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
Well, I guess you can call it the Democrat dysfunctional syndrome that has taken over. I mean, did you think that what they were going to actually give... give up so easily, and all of a sudden they were going to be on the side of getting this country back on track, and already having enough of all that was involved with the Mueller report. I mean, you heard the number of investigators. They're saying 25 million. I think it's beyond $30 million. But hey, what's another 5 million between friends here that we're talking about? But they're not going to accept it. And we've got Megan Barth with us. Megan, this has been a cash cow for them. They've got to hold on to this. And meanwhile, it is we the people. It's at the expense of the country, is it not?
Well, yes, it is. And good morning. Good Monday morning. And it's a great morning. I loved the first tweet that Trump set out. Good morning, everybody. And as soon as he gets off of... And lands and talks to the press pool after he comes back from Mar-a-Lago. He says, basically, America is the greatest country. That's all I want to say is America is the greatest country, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
But not according to the Democrats. Because if the Democrats thought that America was the greatest country, number one, they wouldn't have promised to fundamentally transform it back in 2008. But number two, they wouldn't have put us through the hell of 2 years.
Exactly.
With such a fabrication, and we've been saying all along, the entire dossier by which this spy campaign led by Barack Obama was conducted was manufactured evidence. Therefore, the Mueller investigation was a result of a poison fruit of the poison tree.
Exactly.
Which basically is a legal theory that, if I might paraphrase, is that you don't plant evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then conduct an investigation. That's not how it works. But that's how it works for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works for the Democrat network of criminals. That's how it works for McCain, or worked for McCain.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he was the one shopping around the salacious, unverifiable dossier.
You see, and this is the thing. This is the thing that people, and I understand, look at. It makes me uncomfortable, and it makes a lot of conservatives uncomfortable when the president punches down to John McCain. But there's part of you that understands and appreciates that what John McCain did against Trump and the Republican Party is unconscionable. I mean, here it was. Everything that the Republicans had promised in repealing and replacing Obamacare came down to his thumb, whether it was up or down. And he chose to put it down. And when he put it down, it was at a great expense. And I can appreciate Meghan McCain and her sensitivity for her father. But I got to tell you, the reason that people aren't necessarily absolutely infuriated with Donald Trump because of his sentiment towards John McCain is partly because of that. And maybe in great measure that he was shopping and was doing these things to undermine. And he was part and parcel of the establishment Republicans and part and parcel, you might argue, of the deep state. Now, I know some people are going to be, you know, Bill, why do you even bring this up? Because it's that 800,000-pound gorilla that's in the room.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit by and let his history be rewritten, specifically be rewritten by Democrats who just 8 years ago couldn't stand him mm-hmm. when he ran against Barack Obama. I mean, Donna Brazile didn't have a good word to say about him, and all of a sudden, like, he's her sage.
Yes.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
But he was part of this coup,
mm-hmm.
and this is exactly what this was. It was a coup.
Mm-hmm.
It was a carefully orchestrated and plotted, with an insurance policy, let's not forget, which was the dossier. And so if the dossier was unverifiable and salacious, like Comey kept saying, why did all of the applications for the FISA warrant be signed off by Rod Rosenstein and James Comey and at least 13 others? If it was unverifiable information, then the only reason they would sign off on it is to mislead the FISA court.
Of course. Megan, how do they survive, Megan? I mean, the lies. I mean, this is what this all comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, and you really have to connect with the truth here. The reason that Donald Trump could continue to hold his head high and have the confidence, he and his staff and attorneys and everything, was because the truth was on his side clearly. And it still continues to be on his side. But meanwhile, you know, as we've discussed before, and even with Dinesh D'Souza, he said, Bill, when I was in jail, one of the things I learned was that you never give up the con. And this is what the Dems are doing. They're not giving up the con. They know that they can still make money out of this regardless. And it's going to take an IG report. It's going to take people with a lot of courage. And I hope it can come out in our government and the bureaucracy to go after this, to call this for what it is. And we'll have to wait and see. But if we're serious about getting this country back on track, I got to say to the voters across the country, you better take notes and find out and really know your representatives and all these people that have lied and misrepresented to you, whether it's Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, just go right on down the line. They've been part and parcel. They've not been interested in getting this country back on track and investing our hard-earned money for the benefit of we the people. It's been all about the Democratic Party and their lust for power, as Lindsey Graham said.
Well, that's what it always is about the Democrats. But we haven't had an attorney general for about 2 years, right? We had
right.
Jeff Sessions recuse himself, and then we had a compromised attorney general by the name of Rod Rosenstein, who actually was the one that drafted the memo to have Comey fired, perhaps because he knew he'd get a special counsel in order to save his butt.
Exactly. And Megan, real quick on Rod Rosenstein. I know a lot of people, and I questioned as well, why Rosenstein was there. But Bill Barr used Rosenstein perfectly in the summary, did he not?
No, he absolutely did. And so we now have... Yes, and so now we have Bill Barr, who now, of course, is handpicked by Trump, and so that's just not good enough for the Democrats. But Eric Holder was totally fine running guns to Mexico drug lords. Just
oh, sure.
Ignore that whole thing.
Yeah, and ignoring voter fraud. Yep, exactly. Go on down the line.
We're encouraging it, yes. And so, you know, we hope that we do have just one system of justice and not a two-tiered system of justice.
Mm-hmm.
Under a two-tiered system of justice, James Comey will still walk free.
Mm-hmm.
Under a two-tiered system of justice, Andy McCabe will still be able to sell books. If we had one system of justice, both Andy McCabe and James Comey would be facing a grand jury right now. You cannot lie to Congress. You cannot create or be a part of a coup to overthrow a duly elected president. And so this goes all the way up to the top of the Barack Obama administration.
Exactly.
He knew
including the White House, ladies and gentlemen, when she says to the top, and this is what the mainstream media is not pointing out, is Barack Obama's fingerprints are all over this.
Of course it is. And he's strangely quiet all of a sudden. For someone who just couldn't shut up for 8 years, he's just strangely quiet. And so is Hillary Clinton. I mean, why was it that Hillary Clinton told Donna Brazile that they were all going to hang by nooses should the SOB get in? That SOB was Donald Trump.
Exactly.
So what was Hillary afraid of then? What did Barack Obama know then?
And when did he know it?
Mm-hmm. And what is Fox forgetting when they hire Donna Brazile? What are they suspending?
I think most people have given up on Fox by this point. At least hope so.
Yeah, I mean, is Fox so desperate to host a Democratic debate that they would hire Donna Brazile and do some of the moves that they're doing right now?
A Democrat debate? Yeah. Yeah,
yep, exactly.
Brilliant.
Without a doubt. Megan Barth is with us. More from Megan after the break. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are
Most
live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live.
without a doubt.
Hey, we can only hope a new age has begun, a new age that seriously pursues the truth no matter where it leads. Megan Barth is with us. We're reviewing the Sunday TV news shows from the Dems and their allies in the mainstream response to the Mueller report. And will they continue to follow the yellow brick road to impeachment? She is the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project reports. Megan, they're not going to let go of this bone easily. We knew this right away. I think, you know, for those of us that are interested in the truth, I believe what Mueller gave us is a vindication of this president. Things that he said from day one, that the mainstream media owe an apology to we the people and all these Democrats. Schiff, who for years has been saying, well, we got the goods. We got the, well, where are the goods? I mean, even Bob Mueller, after all the FBI agents that were involved, near $30 million, I think well over 30, they're saying 25, but hey, what, like I said, what's 5 million between friends and growing here? But, you know, all the, and how many countries, 13 countries that they went to, you know, and the amount of interviews, it was endless. And you're going to tell me that Adam Schiff has more information than Bob Mueller?
Yeah, I mean, if they're willing to spend $25, $30 million on a complete lie, what else did they spend money on? And so what we now have is Jerry Nadler doubling down, Adam Schiff doubling down, basically going to rely on the Southern District of New York for additional charges. They're going to rely on their congressional leadership positions in order to write subpoenas. In the face of this manufactured lie, they're going to subpoena people. I would just ignore the subpoenas. I mean, the Democrats actually set that precedent.
Mm-hmm.
They ignored hundreds of subpoenas from the Republican-led House and Congress. So why not? I would completely ignore subpoenas from Jerry Nadler or any other chairman.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Southern District Court of New York now is going, the Southern District of New York, rather, is going to start delving into the personal finances. And so we should not be surprised if mysteriously Trump's tax returns show up from some compromised IRS agent, or perhaps they were able to access Trump's tax returns when they illegally raided Michael Cohen's office. Do you see how this, do you see how one lie snowballed into an entire, false investigation? Not only was it Mueller, but it also led to the breach of attorney-client privilege when they stormed Michael Cohen's office.
Exactly.
I would say the false imprisonment of Manafort. Also, did Manafort know, did Mueller already come to the conclusion that there was no Russian collusion when Robert Stone's house was raided by armed FBI agents in the middle of the night?
Well, Stroke,
there's a lot of
Stroke and Page had determined that already, that there was no collusion. I mean, he said that himself before he even went and accepted the position with the special counsel. He said there's no collusion. So basically he wanted to be involved to protect his interests and cover his rear end. And, you know, Mueller, I guess Mueller had enough integrity to say, look, you're too compromised. You're out of here. So we're going to send you to HR and you get to move paper right now. But you're not going to be involved with this investigation. So I will give Mueller credit for that, you know, in trying to protect it. The problem we had in what you're suggesting here is take it to the next step. And you mentioned this earlier in this two-tiered level of justice that we have, is that they had to step over some obvious crimes along the way and go down the rabbit trail of pursuing Trump collusion and conspiracy and obstruction. I mean, how is it? And of course, this is the way Comey explained it, is that, you know, Donald Trump asked Comey, says, is there anything you can do about the Flynn investigation? He didn't tell him and direct him to say, hey, look, ignore it, put it away. He just says, hey, can you give the guy a break? I mean, here's this guy's a celebrated war hero trying to serve the country. Is, you know, can you cut him some slack here? That's all he said. But to hear the Democrats, it was like the president had twisted his arm off and threatened to fire him if he didn't do it, and yada yada on down the line, because that's the way the Democrats roll. It's all hyperbole, and it's a rewrite of history from moment one so that they can go out and fundraise and pursue, you know, their disjointed and delusional objectives.
Well, Trump has a very unique opportunity right now, and if I were him, I would strike when the iron is hot, and I would immediately pardon General Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. In the wake of this news, and really send the Democrats into a complete Lena Dunham rage spiral. If you want to pop the corn, this would be a perfect time to do it.
How about a special counsel investigation on Hillary Clinton's destruction of emails and obstruction, obstruction, and a reopening
and
of that?
Right, I'm glad you brought that up, because right now Nancy Pelosi and all of the other Democrat hacks are, you know, hashtag release the report, release the report. Well, it should be release the emails.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to see Donald Trump's tax returns, I want to see Barack Obama's college transcripts.
Mm-hmm.
They want to start issuing subpoenas for Trump's financial transactions. I want to see the 30,000 emails that were destroyed by Hillary Clinton, unilaterally destroyed, all those yoga and wedding emails.
Yes.
You cannot destroy subpoenaed evidence.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what she did. And again, in a two-tiered system of justice, you can. But or if you or I destroyed 30,000 pieces of evidence after a congressional subpoena,
We'd be locked away.
Walking around and going to Broadway plays and taking a walk in the woods and doing all these fun, free things that Hillary Clinton has been doing for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see what happens. And I think it's time to turn the tables on the Democrat network of criminals. And that's what I refer to as the DNC.
Well, the interesting thing of all this is in the full release of the documentation, as much as they can, obviously, I mean, you know, let's be real about it. I mean, they're all shouting, hey, let's release the full amount. I mean, you know, this just is going to be more fundraising opportunity for the Dems. It's they're not really interested in this. Just like even with this summary, they've already twisted and come up with all this pretzel logic in order to justify their perspective and to keep the investigations going. Nadler wants to continue to spend the people's money. And again, it's up to the voters to see what their elected officials are doing. And for goodness sakes, hold them accountable. Because, you know, we are losing some serious time here. I mean, meanwhile, yes, our enemies, Russia continues to move progressively. China, the gains that they're making, while we're distracted over this domestic fiasco that's been going on. And they're just having a good time because all this delusion, everything that's going on is diversion from us doing what we need to do in order to protect the security of this country.
Well, exactly. And, you know, unfortunately, we're still operating under Barack Obama's executive orders and also judges who have upheld or not the law, but actually have interpreted the law and created immigration law. And so we have 2,000 illegal aliens arriving by bus at our southern border every day. And tens of thousands of those have been released onto our streets because as, quote unquote, family units, they can only be held for 20 days. Well, guess what? Instead of the migratory patterns, or at least demographics have changed. Before, under Bill Clinton, when we had a surge, it was male men looking for work. Well, now it's family units. Why? Because they have been told and they understand now that if they show up with some kids, they basically will not be deported. They will just be let out onto our streets and into the shadows. Tens of thousands in February were let out onto our streets, illegal aliens.
Right.
And so this is a diversionary tactic from the quote-unquote manufactured crisis at our border, which is not a manufactured crisis. It is well documented. It's well documented by DHS. We've actually run out of beds. We cannot further take the invasion at our southern border, but now it's time to do something about it. Instead of an executive action guaranteeing free speech on college campuses, although I think that's a great, you know, move, I would rather see an executive order related to immigration. And, you know, let it go through the courts again.
Exactly.
For the time being, it might curb the invasion, especially the amount of unaccompanied minors and families that are at our border.
Well, after all is said and done, even at this point, because it's not all said and done, but even at this point, Megan, I can foresee an immediate boldness from this president, and maybe some of these things you're talking about, he will affect because, he's got the wind behind his back right now, and I think he could move more aggressively. What do you think? We got about 10 seconds.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with you. The Russian cloud is gone.
Well, there it is. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live, as always. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate all the insight. Take care.
This report is brought to you by Milk. Love what's real. March is National Nutrition Month and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. Pediatrician Dr. Ilan Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutrition-satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk helps nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some Democrats don't agree with President Trump's view of the summary released by Attorney General William Barr of the Robert Mueller Russia probe final report.
So it's complete exoneration, no collusion, no obstruction.
President Trump is wrong. This report does not amount to a so-called total exoneration.
That's the claim from New York Congressman Jerry Nadler, who chairs the House Judiciary Panel.
Special Counsel Mueller was clear that his report, quote, does not exonerate, close quote, the president.
Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president has no problem with Special Counsel Mueller's report being released publicly. There are air and water concerns now in a Houston suburb after a petrochemical fire has been burning for a week. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there waiting for you. And with us right now, waiting no longer, is the one and only America's Money Answers Man. We're talking Jordan Goodman, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. For 18 years, he was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as a Wall Street correspondent. So he knows what he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Jordan, we're taking notes. How you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, let's talk life insurance policies. People are finding out there's some value there.
There is.
Right? Yeah. Tell us about that.
A lot of people have policies they've been paying into for many years, and they don't need it anymore, meaning like they were doing it to protect their kids if they died, and the kids are now self-supporting. Or the premiums have gone up every year, and it just makes it too expensive. So what the vast majority of people do, Bill, is they drop the policy. They don't let it lapse. And they don't realize they could sell it for potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in what's called the life settlement market.
Wow, I like it.
So people who buy the policy tend to be institutions, hedge funds, things like that, will buy it for several hundred thousand dollars, and then they collect the death benefit. They become the owners of the policy and the beneficiaries when people die. But meanwhile, you get a whole bunch of cash up front that you can use for your retirement.
Sure.
And you don't have the obligation of those premiums anymore. Just a simple example, Bill. Say you had like a policy worth $1 million and you were like 70 or something like that. You would sell it for maybe $300,000, something like that. The people buy it for $300,000. They then keep paying the premiums. When you die, they get the million. And that's their return. But meanwhile, you get the $300,000 up front. You don't have to pay premiums anymore. There's an objective source that can help people actually do this, which is called FundingLife.com. And this is what's called the life settlement market, where there's people wanting to buy policies, people wanting to sell policies. And you're never going to hear about this from the insurance company. Okay, the insurance company would love for you to drop that policy because that's gets them off the hook.
Exactly.
And they don't know the death benefit anymore. Mm-hmm. So that can help a lot of folks that in many cases have no clue they can actually sell their policies.
Yeah, and I'm starting to see advertisements on TV for this, too. So this is perfect
there
timing. Yeah.
There are. There's a place called Coventry Direct. There are others that do that. I've just found this FundingLife.com to be the best place because they have, last I talked to them, they have tons of buyers looking to buy policies and not enough people knowing about selling it. So your listeners would be potential sellers. The older you are, and frankly, the sicker you are, the more money you're going to get because the people buying the policy would rather you not stick around too long. You know,
like
10 years is okay. They don't particularly want you to stick around for 30 years, something like
that. Right, exactly. Yes.
So if you're in your 80s, you're going to get a lot more money than if you're in your 70s. If you've got a heart condition, you'll get more money than if you're clean. You know, whatever it may be. It's the one time, Bill, that being older and sicker actually pays off
actually,
in a major way.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, these life insurance policies, which ones qualify? Everyone, or is it just whole life?
It is. It can be a term policy, but it has to be convertible into a cash value policy. It has to be a permanent policy in the long run. But a lot of term policies have what's called the conversion right. And therefore, as long as you've got that, you can convert it into universal life or whole life or something like that. And then they'll buy it at that point. So even if you've got a term policy, it's fine. Probably the most common ones that are sold are universal or whole life policies, whether you have cash value or not. But again, they'll do a free evaluation and see if it works for you. And potentially, you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting there you never thought was a possibility.
Wow, yeah, that's incredible. FundingLife.com, that's where they need to go, right, for more information? All right, well, good deal. Hey, let's talk about Varsity Blues here, huh?
Yeah, well, this has been an incredible shock to the whole college admissions system here. And we've just saw at the beginning, I think 50 families have come out. Apparently, there's like 800 families that were involved in this thing. Very high-level people, Hollywood stars, business executives, Wall Street types didn't want to go through the regular system, so they basically paid their way in to bribe coaches. It is just an incredible scandal. And I think it's going to really change the way college admissions is handled now.
You think so?
There was a trust factor in the past, particularly with college coaches, that the people they were asking to be admitted to be on their teams were actually athletes, which in many cases they were not.
Exactly.
And so they're going to have to be vetted that way as well. But the pervasiveness of the system, and it's just people are saying that the kids who got to school didn't know. I think they knew. I mean, they were being recruited for the crew team, and they'd never seen a crew thing.
Right,
like
exactly. Don't worry. You're in school. Just go to school and do
And then
your
they don't
videos.
Show up for crew practice, right?
Right,
so
exactly.
Like, I think they were in on it as well. So I think kids are going to get expelled. I think a lot of the parents are going to go to jail, actually, because this is
Boy,
fraud.
That's going to be the tough thing, because you've got people, you know, with a lot of money all of a sudden being behind bars. It's not like they're going to go to to a five-star resort.
This is a felony in many cases, and it's just fraud all over the place. The singer, the guy who's in the middle of it, has admitted guilt, and he's going to turn over all of his records. He's going to be the Michael Cohen of the college admissions scandal.
Then he added to his Jeopardy by telling the people, hey, the jig is up, and I'm wearing a wire.
It's like suborning perjury, basically.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be a fascinating. This is going to go on for several years, but I think the whole admission system has been shaken to its core here, because people who thought they were in a pretty fair situation, they always knew rich people were getting in, but they didn't quite know how they were doing it. And there's legal things that you can take. You could have tutors.
Well, you buy
your SAT score.
Or you go buy a building and put it in the family name. It becomes a legacy kind of thing. And so you get to come in that way.
That's right. But this cheating, being a false athlete, inflating SAT scores with bribing the proctors, I mean, this stuff is just.
Well, you're bribing proctors. You've got other. Other people coming in and taking the test for you.
Right.
That's where, you know, that's kind of hard to, declare any kind of plausible deniability when somebody else is taking the test for you, right?
These people are toast, actually, because they've got the proof. And as long as Singer cooperates, and he's got all the records of exactly what he did, I just think you're going to get a lot of guilty pleas because
how long did it wrong. How long was this going on?
It's 2011 is when he started doing this. He'd been in the college consulting for a while, but that's when he really started kind of going over the line and guaranteeing that their kids could get into these top schools. And that's where things went wrong. And the schools look very, very bad. Mm-hmm. The admissions people say they have no idea. To me, admissions is a group process. It's not as though one person makes a decision.
Exactly.
So there was a lot of people in on this. And this is going to go on for a while. This will be our whole next set of scandals for a while now.
Gosh. You know, and look at the coaches that are involved. I mean, by comparison, getting a couple of bucks, I mean, it's kind of chump change, but their lives are going to be dramatically altered as a result.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were part of the fraud. The coach at Yale, the soccer coach, took, I think, $400,000for one kid who'd never played soccer. Mm-hmm. This is eight different schools that we know of now, but I think it's going to be broader than that when it gets out. Because
$400,000, maybe he was, he's telling himself, I'm going to teach this kid how to play soccer, and these are my coaching fees, you know.
No, they never show up for even practice.
Right.
So it's a complete phony kind of situation. So it's a real shock to the system, I must say. And it kind of makes people wonder how stacked is the system against them. And it turns out it was more stacked than they thought.
Well, and the other thing is, how do you offer any kind of redemption to the kids that are claiming, hey, look at, they got in, that forced me out, I injured? How can they figure
class,
out? That's going to be a mess.
The injured class is hard to identify. The people who didn't get into the schools because these people took the spots, that's going to be very hard to do. But I'm sure lawyers will find a way to do class action lawsuits and...
Yeah.
Lawyers always make money on these things.
Well, that's
the way it works.
You can hear the shark music.
Yes, you
hear that. You hear that bass line going, man. They're all circling. They go, oh man, we found new money in them Tar Heels.
Oh yeah,
and especially
the colleges are going to take a big time.
Yeah, between the colleges and the the parents themselves, and of course some profile people. This is going to be a tough deal. And even for the kids, like you say, for some of these kids that are still in school, I know one of the daughters of one of the celebrities, she just happened to be on
a
USC yacht.
Right. In the Mediterranean or something. That's right. Yes.
Well,
not good timing.
Well, they didn't throw her overboard, so I guess
that was good.
So that's it. Hey, as we wrap things up real quick, China trade, what's it look like?
Well, they're negotiating really hard, and the atmospherics are positive.
Mm-hmm.
But President Trump actually just said that he may keep the tariffs on China, even if they get a deal. To see that they're actually complying with it, which is a good, that's the pressure point he's got.
Exactly. America's Money Answers, man. Where do they go for more information, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get emails from your folks all the time on all kinds of financial issues, and always glad to help them.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
This message is brought to you by Bayer. You may have heard their new guidelines from the American College of Cardiology and American Heart Association for taking aspirin to prevent heart disease. But do you know what they mean for you? The new guidelines are for the use of aspirin to prevent first heart attacks, strokes, and heart failure, also known as primary prevention. Interventional cardiologist Dr. Paul A. Gerbel explains.
Regardless of why you are on aspirin, you shouldn't stop taking aspirin without talking with your doctor. Some people take aspirin because they've already had a heart attack or clot-related stroke. The new guidelines do not change the importance of aspirin for these patients. For them, aspirin could be a life-saving preventative treatment.
In the U.S., aspirin is indicated for secondary prevention. Even if you haven't had a heart attack or stroke, the guidelines still support the use of aspirin for certain individuals based on their personal health risk and doctor's recommendation. Talk to your doctor about whether taking aspirin is right for you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women with all hair types comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at BillMartinezLive.com. Save up to 40%. Just click the banner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I got to tell you, it is time for America's comeback. We've got a country to save here now that we've been distracted for over 2 years and all the millions of dollars involved to try to prove something that didn't happen. We all got on this Don Quixote winch hunt kind of thing. Jason Windmills here. I like what Bruce Kaufman had to say. Reminded us of Woodrow Wilson, one of our former presidents. The history of liberty is a history of the limitation of governmental power, not the increase of it, ladies and gentlemen. I'll let you ponder on that today. Jason Pyatt is with us. Jason from FreedomWorks. We're going to talk about Social Security. Maybe, Jason, now that, you know, hopefully we can get the Mueller report and collusion and all this other conspiracy about Russian involvement in the 2016 election, maybe we can put that in the rearview mirror to where we can actually see ahead that we've got a problem with Social Security, right?
Yeah, no, I'm glad the distraction's at least partially over as it relates to the Mueller investigation. But, yeah, Social Security faces severe problems. Unfortunately, Democrats are doing what Democrats do, which is to rely on massive tax increases to fix the problem.
Well, the problem with Social Security is the Democrats created the problem when they opened up the lockbox. Thank you very much, President Johnson. You know, they just, you know, saw all the money in them, our lockboxes, and said, hey, you know, we're all attorneys. We can figure out how we can get the key to this thing, and nobody goes to jail, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, Social Security, it's not just the fact that Congress has routinely borrowed from it. It's the fact that the program has never been modernized, and in fact, they just added more and more programs to it. Now we face a $13.2 trillion unfunded liability over the next 75 years, and you know, we're not having as many children as we did back during the baby boom, where there are fewer workers per retiree. Back in 1945, I think it was 41 workers per retiree. Now we're looking at around 2.1 workers per retiree.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah. I mean, we have real structural problems with this program, and it's in need of serious reform, but it's unfortunately the only reform Democrats have come up with is to expand benefits. Mm-hmm. as well as to increase taxes.
Exactly. And I guess they're just hoping that, like everything else that seems to be the Democratic way, is that people will die before they need the services. Or, it's okay, people die and we have attrition here. And, the reason that we have a limited labor force to support Social Security, which is basically a modern-day Ponzi scheme, what it's turned into here, Jason, as you know, is that, by the way, we've murdered like 60 million babies, an entire generation labor force along the way. So go ahead.
There are real problems. And look, the benefit of modern society, and this is a real benefit, is that we're living a lot longer. Mm-hmm. We're living the lifespan right now for the average person is about 78 years.
Mm-hmm.
When Social Security was created, the life expectancy in the United States was 61 years.
Exactly.
You got benefits when you retired. The retirement age was set at 65. But now we're living a lot longer. And just, again, repeated, the program has not been modernized. And
right.
We simply do not have enough workers to create sustainability.
Exactly. Well, Jason, it is rather rich because when it was instituted, it was presented as a retirement program. And now the language, they've abandoned all that. I mean, because, people weren't around or they don't read history. So they just allow the Democrats who have led the way on this thing, its destruction and the fact that we are where we are right now. And yet they have no intestinal fortitude to really take this on, to have any kind of responsibility on this deal. They'll say, maybe just let the Republicans try and handle this serious problem. Because, that's not what they do. I mean, they're the ones that, start the fires, but they're not the ones to put them out.
Yeah, look, Republicans back in, I think it was then Congressman, I forget his name, Sam Johnson, he was from mm-hmm. Texas. He retired. His last term in Congress was the 115th Congress, so he just mm-hmm. left. But he introduced in December 2016 a bill called the Social Security Reform Act that would have actually created a surplus in Social Security of about $600 billion, and it didn't raise taxes. It addressed cost of living. It basically means-tested Social Security for people who have a higher standard of living, who have higher income, who earn a lot more money during their lifetime, who have private retirement accounts that are going to take care of them, compared to people who don't have those things. And the people who have lower income levels would have gotten a more generous cost of living increase, would have seen their benefits increased, and their survivors would have received the payouts that they were expected. People who were means-tested would not have received as high a cost of living increase, and those survivors' benefits would have been means-tested. But it also increased benefits overall as well for everyone. And it did it, again, I'll repeat it, it did it without the $18.9 trillion tax hike that Democrats are pushing to pay for their increase in their Social Security reform bill. So Republicans do have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the Democrats' bill, and it's called the Social Security 2100 Act, is a barrier to the real conversation we need to start having as a nation, not just about Social Security, but about other entitlement programs like Medicare, which faces mm-hmm. a $37.7 trillion unfunded liability. This bill is a barrier to a real adult conversation, which I think is the purpose. I don't think Democrats want to have an adult conversation. I think that they want to use this as a messaging bill to slam Republicans.
So what happens, Jason? Are we just, we're heading to a cement wall. I mean, I hear the warning here. As the Vice President of Legislative Affairs for FreedomWorks, I mean, you're studying this and you see the cement wall coming. I mean, this is much more pernicious and obvious than climate change.
Oh, no. I mean, look, the biggest threat we face as a country is the national debt. I think that was Admiral Michael Mullen who said that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest national security threat we face. And we know that the national debt, the total national debt, including those intergovernmental transfers, is about $22 trillion. But mm-hmm. Social Security faces an unfunded liability of $12.3 trillion. Medicare faces unfunded liabilities of $37.7 trillion. Those are bills coming due that we know we are going to owe. We don't owe them yet, but we mm-hmm. know we're going to owe them. And that's just going to further exacerbate the problem. And we're going to be running massive deficits, massive debt, even probably far beyond what our brains can comprehend. But this is the future of the country. We're going to be facing Greece, you know, a Greece-style debt crisis unless we start addressing these problems now and start having serious conversations about these problems now. And it's just unfortunate that few in Congress are really taking this seriously.
Well, they just put it off, and, you know, as they say, proverbially, they kick it down the road, and they'll let some other Congress deal with it. You know, it takes a lot of courage, and it takes, you know, probably more political capital than they're willing to deal with. And because you've got to give some people some bad news here. I mean, when you start looking at entitlement across the board, and you've got to convince people it's not sustainable, and wait a minute, you know, you have conditioned people to think that, hey, it's, you know, there's plenty of money there. I mean, you know, we can do the new Green Deal. We can make sure that there is a specific earned income for every citizen of the United States. You know, whatever you want is going to be there for you because that's the way, you know, socialists think. I mean, this is all very dangerous in light of the growing debt that we have. And this snapshot picture that you're giving us right now, the $1 trillion unfunded liability for Social Security and welfare and that on down the line, this is a dynamic shot, you know, picture of it. I mean, which means this thing, you know, a month from now, you and I are going to have different numbers to deal with.
No, that's exactly true. I mean, every year the Congressional Budget Office, you can say what you want about the CBO, but they at least give you an idea of what the country is facing. And they just put out a new 10-year look at the budget, and it's not good. I mean, and then we'll probably sometime later this spring or early this summer get the long-term look at the budget. They go about 30 years out, and that's when you really notice how much trouble we're really in. I mean, yeah, the short term isn't good and it shows we're in trouble, but the long term look really shows how much trouble we're really in. And, it's frightening because, I mean, that's going to be in my lifetime. And, you know, I don't have children, but I have nieces and nephews who are going to have who are going to see diminished prosperity and opportunity because of the federal government and Congress specifically, their inability to restrain themselves or actually tackle problems that we know exist, that we know this is not
exactly
a surprise.
Exactly. Well, how do you tell your kids? I mean, my daughter comes to me and says, Dad, I'm paying all this money in Social Security. Am I going to get anything? I don't know. probably not. I mean, that's a disaster. What are the exact words here, Jason? Because basically you're just stealing from people, you know, and like I said, it's a Ponzi scheme, you know?
It's generational theft.
Exactly.
No, that's exactly what it is. I mean, and it is a Ponzi scheme, and we're going to start seeing signs of these problems come sooner rather than later. The Social Security Disability Insurance Program is going to see benefit cuts, I think, 2026 or 2028. They'll see benefit cuts. The Old Age and Survivors Program, which is the largest program of the two, they're going to see benefit cuts in 2032 or 2034. And that cut is going to be substantial. I mean, we're going to see a substantial decrease in benefits going to those people. And that's if the program is not addressed. If the program is addressed and addressed now, we can head that off.
What do you think the chances are of them addressing it? We got about 20 seconds here, Jason.
I mean, I addressing it in a pro-growth way, next to nothing. And addressing it in a way that raises taxes, I mean, it's fairly high, but not addressing it at all, also fairly high.
He's the VP of Legislative Affairs for FreedomWorks. Jason, we got to keep the conversation going. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
Jason Pye, I'm Bill Martinez Live. A couple minutes before the top of the hour, we've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859 859-
428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required.